Sandbox Radio. We'll stay all day. In the backyard we'll play. Jump into our sandbox.
We build castles and kings. Words become things.
From west of Lennon in Fremont, center of the universe. Tonight, new plays from Anita Montgomery, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, Elizabeth Heffron, and Scott Augustson. Poetry from Charles Leggett. Special musical guest Heather Curtis Mullen. And Jose Juicy Gonzalez and the Sandbox Radio Orchestra. So, sit back and relax, and let us take you into the world of Sandbox Radio Live.
Sandbox Radio, we'll stay all day. In the backyard we'll play.
F U Cupid by Anita Montgomery.
Excuse me. Shit. Who does a girl have to fuck to get a drink around here? Hello?
I'm right with you.
Oh, come on. This place is a zoo. What was I thinking? Because I told you this was a stupid idea. That's why. What am I doing here? This place is awful. No. I've been here for 13 minutes, and nobody remotely resembling anybody I'd want to know has walked into this godforsaken place. I'm not exaggerating. This is a place you choose when you don't want to talk to anyone. I can't even get a drink. Anyway, I think I've been stood up. I'm not freaking out. I just... Oh, my God. Oh, crap. I gotta go.
Colleen! Hey! Hi! How you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Funny running into you after all this time, huh?
Yeah. Funny.
You look good.
Thanks.
No, you look really good.
Really? Thanks.
Are you...
I'm waiting for someone.
Waiting for someone? Can I sit here till he or she...
No, look.
Arrives? This place is packed. Might be a while till another table
opens. I was actually just leaving.
Up.
You can have the table.
No, no, don't leave.
No, really, I have to...
Wait, just a second. I'll get us a drink.
That's okay, I don't...
Hey, hi there.
Yep.
I don't want...
Sure you do. Take the edge off while you wait for Colm.
What?
What can I get you?
Your date, Colm Jenkins. That's cute, by the way. Colleen and Colm. Yeah, what do you got on tap?
India Pale, Heineken.
Good, I'll have one. The first one. And the lady?
Doers, straight up.
Yikes, doers, that's new. Okay, thanks. And you want to send someone over here with those drinks who might want to pay a little more attention to us? We're going to want to order some food.
Sure thing.
Excellent, thanks. Wow, I had no idea this place...
I'm not going to eat with
you. ...would
be
so crowded, really.
I don't care. Why don't you...
I'm sorry. I think they've expanded.
I don't care. Why don't you just tell me how you know my blind, protected internet site date's name before I...
Colleen.
Fine, I'll leave now then.
No, wait. Calm down,
don't
please.
Don't tell me.
Okay, sorry.
Start explaining.
Okay, okay. Colm Jenkins is a friend of mine. Just went through a divorce, trying to get back into the dating scene. I was helping
him.
I suggested he try Cupid.com when your name and photo came up. I convinced him to let me.
Oh, my God.
And I knew you wouldn't meet me.
That's right.
If you knew it was me, so...
Because we're over, Jerry.
But the things you said you wanted in your profile.
What? Oh, please.
No, listen, the outdoor stuff.
Jerry, it's a profile. You write stuff.
What do you mean, lies?
No, not lies.
You said you wanted to go...
Latitudes. Generalities.
Hiking. I've been doing that.
I don't want to go hiking with you, Jerry. I don't want to do anything with you. I'm only still sitting here because I could really use that drink, which you are going to pay for. And then I'm going to get a hold of the Cupid.com people and bust the shit out of you and your slimy divorced little sidekick, and I am never going to log on to one of these horrible online dating services again.
Don't go after Colm. It wasn't his fault I made him do it. He didn't want to. He's actually a good guy. It's my fault completely. When I figured out it was you, I'm sorry. I really wanted to see you again. I'm glad to see you, okay? I've missed you.
You've missed me? Oh, that's rich. You just about burned me in effigy when we split up.
I was angry. You broke my heart when you got together with Amy.
I don't want to talk about this.
I thought we were good. I mean, not great, but...
Come on, Jerry. This is so old and tired, isn't it? We're talking almost 2 years ago.
19 months.
And we were not good. We were barely hanging on for a long time, and neither one of us was happy.
I was happy.
You were not. You were sitting in front of your computer playing games and downloading movies all day long. And we couldn't even watch the same movies together. We even hated each other's taste in movies.
That is not true.
It is absolutely true. What's your favorite movie? Come on. The truth.
Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. Right. Always was and always will be. And I'm quoting you. I hate that movie. Hate it.
Okay, it's just a movie. I got a new job that I like. I'm not depressed anymore. I've been working out.
That's great. Good for you. And movies are important. Taste in movies? Deceptively.
And I actually went to see a
important.
Woody Allen movie by choice the other day.
Please stop it. Where's that drink? I've got to get out of here.
I hated it, but...
Stop. I don't even know why you're doing this, but I need you to stop. We are completely 100% over and done, Jerry.
Why?
Because I don't love you.
You did, though, once, didn't you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've got a pale ale and a Dewar's.
Dewar's.
Okay.
Hey, Colleen, hi. It's Sarah, remember? Wow, this is so crazy. I just started here and I've already run into at least 4 people I know. Cool, huh? How are you doing? You look good.
Yes, hello. Sarah, I remember you.
This is so cool. I've been meaning to call you. Did you lose my number?
Sarah, we're kind of in the middle of something right now.
Oh man, sorry. My bad. It's good to see you, though. I'll go get you some water and menus and stuff.
Jerry.
I can't believe you just said that to me.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying we didn't have any fun together.
Well, I thought we did. Why did you stay with me if I'm such a pathetic loser?
I didn't say that.
Well, it's pretty fucking pathetic to have your girlfriend leave you for a woman, isn't it?
Why? Why is that pathetic?
Give me a break, Colleen! And why were you on Cupid.com trolling for guys when you like women?
Trolling?
What is it with you? You just can't make up your mind who you want to fuck or fuck over?
I don't think you want to go down this path with me.
Don't tell me what I want to do. We were together for 2 years.
19 months.
Whatever, a while. We had a relationship, I thought so anyway, and then you tossed us away. You gave up on us.
I didn't give up.
You gave up on me, you gave up on men.
I didn't give up on anything. I fell in love, Jerry. Hard, okay? So hard I couldn't see straight. For the first time in my adult life. She was like some kind of tornado. I didn't plan it. I didn't see it coming. I certainly didn't mean for it to happen. And then she dumped me.
What?
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
What happened?
I don't know. It wasn't my choice.
Sorry.
Okay, here you go. We have some specials. Want to hear about them?
Sure.
No. Oh, come on!
Fine. Tell us about the specials.
Great! We've got a risotto with mushrooms, tomatoes, peas, and chèvre. It's pretty good. $8.50. And the personal pizza special is a deep dish style with pesto sauce, sun-dried tomatoes, and this 3-olive tapenade. It's, $12. Pretty good, too, but our traditional pan pizza is better. Are you still vegetarian? Because the other one's meat.
I eat meat.
Oh. Cool. Sorry. We've got baby lamb with garlic mashed potatoes and asparagus for $20.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't eat meat.
Well, have you heard about it from the chef, someone else on the wait staff?
I could go check.
Why don't you do that?
Jerry. Thanks, Sarah. Just give us a minute.
Sure. No problem. It's cool. I'll be back soon to take your order.
Thanks.
You two seem to be pretty friendly. Did you go out with her, too?
Yes, actually. We went to the movies.
Oh, yeah? What kind of movies does she like?
About like you, actually. Vapid action adventure, sci-fi, bimbo sluts from hell stuff.
Did you sleep with her?
Oh.
I don't know who you are anymore. I don't understand. If the greatest love of your life to date was a woman, you're looking to date men on Cupid.com. That sounds a bit confusing to me if you want to know the truth.
Because I just got my heart stomped on by a woman, and I kind of hate them right now. Because I just run out of lorazepam, and I'm making poor decisions. Because I'm tired of sitting staring at the walls of my apartment. Because even my cat is bored by me. And I kind of like the name Colm.
So you're ready to order?
What movies did you ladies go see together?
Some Woody Allen movie, Nighttime.
No kidding, Woody Allen. Who chose that, I wonder?
Colleen did.
Really, how surprising. Did you like it?
It was okay. I just, not all that much happened, you know? It was pretty and all, but too much talking and not enough action for me.
I know what you mean. I find Woody Allen a pompous, pretentious, disgusting pervert, actually.
It's called Midnight in Paris. It's gorgeous.
I Netflixed that other one you suggested, Manhattan. I've actually got it here in my bag. I keep forgetting to put it in the mail.
What's your favorite movie?
Bridesmaids, for sure.
I loved that movie!
I know, right?
Fabulous! Really funny!
Totally!
Have you seen it?
Nope.
You should!
The best!
Thanks for the tip. Actually, Sarah, could I borrow Manhattan? Haven't seen it in a long time. I'll pop it in the mail for you. Promise.
Sure. Oh, tonight? Now? Okay, I'll go.
I'll wait. Thanks for the drink.
Don't mention it.
Here's your movie.
Thanks. I won't forget to mail it. Bye-bye.
Can I get you something?
What time do you get off work?
The following message is brought to you by Coal Free Washington.
Drive faster, please.
I can't. It's a school zone.
There's no kids. It's Saturday.
I don't feel good about breaking the law.
No!
What? What is it?
My water just broke. I need a towel.
Oh, this is not happening. This is my new Prius.
Where's the hospital?
I don't know. The GPS isn't working.
At the next intersection, turn left.
Turn left.
It's a dirt road. There's no hospital.
Oh.
What is it? What is it?
It's time. You're going to have to do this pullover.
No, no way, man. This isn't even my kid.
We need to talk about that.
I'm sure it's not my kid. Just hold it in. I think we're almost there.
At the train tracks, wait for the approaching train.
What train?
Stop! Oh, my God!
It's just a train, okay? No worries. Well, just wait. I really like trains. This one's pretty long. Don't do that. You'll dislodge the thing.
Do you like me?
It's Stop my kid! Stop coughing!
I can't help it! It's all dusty! Put up the window!
Some kind of black coal dust.
It's coming from the train.
Looks like coal. Miles and miles of coal. What is all this coal doing on a train?
The coal is being shipped to deep water ports in Bellingham and Longview, where it will be sold to Asian conglomerates, resulting in a massive increase of atmospheric carbon.
What did you say?
At the next intersection, turn left.
We can't go anywhere. That train is miles long. All I can see is coal dust.
Is this going to be bad for our baby?
It's not our baby.
Coal dust contains arsenic, lead, mercury, and a wealth of other toxins and carcinogens.
How do I turn this thing off?
Wait! How did all this happen without our knowing it?
Corporate greed and lax oversight.
That's terrible! What can we do to stop it?
Join the Sierra Club's Coal-Free Washington campaign at sierraclub.org/coal/WA.
This is a great GPS system. Oh. Oh! Here he comes! He looks just like you.
Wow. He really does.
For more information about the Beyond Coal campaign and to find out how to get involved in the fight for a coal-free Washington, visit sierraclub.org/beyondcoal/WA.
Please welcome to the microphone Mr. Charles Leggett.
Lost Love Blues. Now take a knife. How many things can you do with a knife? You can cut fish. You can cut your toenails. I've seen guys shave with it. You can eat beans with it. You can kill a man. There. You name five things you can do with a knife. You got five verses. You got yourself a blues. Big Bill Brunzi. The knife was something that we never used. Stubble barely showing on my chin, we had five verses. We had ourselves a blues. No crossroads, but a lamp-lit avenue that forked and let its cow-eyed travelers spin, conniving with the stubbornness they'd used to make it matter, if not hard to lose. Hear him say, "Can you keep time, boy? If I got five verses, I got myself some blues records, got hindsight, I can hear them through, got ears for someone's bottleneck slide riff, sounds just as though the knife we didn't use is what he cuts his toenails with. I choose my records carefully. I like them if they got five verses. I got myself a blues collection. If there's nothing left to lose, boy," hear him say, "then let the record spin. The knife is something that you never used. You got five verses. You got yourself a blues."
Once I had a gal, sweet as she could be. Once I had a gal, and she was right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue, that you couldn't help but care when she looked at you. She calls me baby, baby, all the time. She said, "Baby, can't you see? Baby, understand. love for me won't take my hand. Oh, but I pushed her away. I wouldn't let her near. I pushed her far away. And now I'm wishing she was here to call me baby. Baby. All the time.
Dave Pascal and Dan Tierney. Previously on Markheim.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam. What are you doing down here?
Nothing.
You gonna kid a kidder?
Fine. I flipped a wobbler, okay?
That's cloud business, last time I checked.
And I'm done with it. I'm no trouble to you or any smoke.
You're walking neutral, then.
That's right.
Can you watch Black Francis for me again? For a few days? Maybe a week?
Why?
I'm going home.
You can't go back home.
Why?
You know why.
This town's getting heavy. A Juggalo kid I know just got burned two nights ago on those spooky steps that come out at Union and Terry.
What do you mean he got burned?
I mean somebody lit him on fire.
Dead?
Yeah, dead. And I use those steps all the time.
And now, episode 3 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
I went to juvie looking for the wobbler I flipped the night I got dropped back into the show, but he wasn't there. Not anymore. Guard found him hanging from his bunk rail, feet inches from the ground. Suicide feels doubtful, but Smiley says it happens. Any case, if the flip fit a clockwork, he don't fit it anymore. So what then? The shop owner he was gonna kill and didn't? The twist. That's what angels call a human victim in cloud jabber, the twist. Dunno why. Maybe because they twist in the wind, creak in the attic. Thank you.
Marky, Marky, Mark.
Marky, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
It's Markheim, actually.
We don't give a shit, actually. How about I call you Fuckface? How about I have Shitstock take one of his famous dumps in that fountain over there, liven up the place?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I begged a burrito outside Bimbo's tonight.
Be my guest. I got a lousy sense of smell.
Yeah? So you don't smell nothing when you burn street kids? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone's been burning street kids, Marky, on stairways. Three so far, unless you count in Liv, too, since she's gone missing. And, oh, look, you got her dog. And, oh, look, you hang out on the harbor steps.
Liv went back to her family in Oregon.
Yeah? To her stepdad, couldn't keep his hands off her? You expect us to buy that?
I don't expect you're in a position to buy much.
How about we fuck you up?
Give it a whirl. But I'm not a burner. I know burners. Don't think much of them, frankly. I'm a talker.
You ain't gonna talk your way out of this.
Oh, I think I might. Listen and learn.
Whoa, where'd he go?
What are you talking about?
Where did Mark go?
He's right in front of your face.
All I see is Liv's dog.
They can't see me, Stank. Only you. And now watch.
Whoa, he disappeared.
Nope, I'm here.
Shit!
I come and go as I please. Got it?
What kind of bullshit is this?
Powerful bullshit.
Stank, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the creepy dude, Mark. He's right here. He's just some sort of bullshit magician is all. What's your deal?
I'm an angel, meat. If I wanted to burn you, you'd be burnt. Got it?
An angel?
Whoa, there he is.
This is fucked up, Stank.
Just a bullshit magician. He was right in front of your fucking face the whole time.
Let's go, Stank. Dude creeps me out.
This ain't over, Marky.
Never is, meat. Things can always get uglier. Believe it. That was too close. Forgot how sneaky the meat can be. Need to keep my guard up. This is Sam's town. They all are. And smoke's a whole nother game.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me? Name's Mara. Smoke choker. Maybe we never met. You'll remember me next time, right? Okay, I'm gonna let you breathe in a second. And you're gonna remember who you're dealing with, right? Ain't no meat punk. I'm a demon got the drop on you. And things can always get uglier, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to remind you of that, do I?
No.
Good. Sam says hi.
Obviously.
He's got a job for you.
I'm sitting neutral. We talked personally.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small job, short and sweet. Somebody's burning teenage kids.
I heard. What's that got to do with me?
Sam thinks it's cloud work.
Doubtful. But so what? I'm sitting neutral.
Sam smells a Markheim. What other angel could work so wet?
I ain't the only Markheim.
But you're the local Markheim. Sam figures that makes it your problem. Run it down and make it stop, or your neutrality's in question. Sam's words, not mine.
So, to keep neutral, I gotta pick a side. That it?
I'm just the messenger. Don't forget who runs this town. He's asking you to be a polite guest.
Burnings on stairways. Sam smells a Markheim. His instincts ain't often wrong. Angels are drawn to stairways in the show, especially Markheim's. Stairways, steps, and ladders. Hey, Smiley.
Yeah, Markheim?
You got a lot of stairways in this city? Like here, the harbor steps?
You kidding?
How many?
Outdoors, you mean?
Sure, let's start there.
Hundreds? Maybe thousands?
Hundreds. And I'll have to walk them all. Well, me and Black Francis. Ready, boy? We'll start with the ones where the burnings happened. First up, Union and Terry. This is where it happened. What is it? You smell something. The choker says Sam smelled the Markheim too.
check the other stairs where the burnings happened. The market steps that run past the zigzag bar. And then the stairs of the Helix Bridge over the train tracks near the grain elevator. Each time, same reaction from Liv's dog. Okay, fella. This is good. You can help me. So we walked stairs. Stairs up hills, across highways, through tunnels of sopping green. Wooden steps ricketing up bluffs from beaches on the Sound. Concrete steps winding down alleys reeking of meat piss. But no whiff of a Markheim, except me.
Excuse me, young man. Have you seen a 358 go by?
You just missed it.
Oh, no.
Spare some change?
What? Oh, I don't have any spare change. But, you know, I'd happily give you $5 if you'd help me carry my groceries up the hill.
What hill?
Why, that hill. Queen Anne. I live just near the top of Gaylor. I took the 17 instead of the 13. I've already climbed up from down by Lake Union thinking I could catch a 358 back downtown and try all over again. But if you could just help me up the steps, then I wouldn't need to.
Sorry.
Oh, please. You said you needed money. I'll give you $5.
Ain't worth it to climb that hill.
How about 10?
How about 20?
I could take a cab for
that. Then do it. Good luck catching one on Aurora in the rain.
Fine. I'll give you 20. But you have to carry two of these.
Whatever. Christ, these are heavy.
Oh, come now. Strong young man like you.
Jesus. These steps are steep. I should charge you extra. I'm supposed to stay away from steps.
Oh, medical condition?
Someone's been lighting homeless kids on fire on stairways.
That's horrible.
So you should be paying me extra.
I'm paying you $20.
So pay it.
But we're not at the top of the steps.
Give me the money, lady.
But
give me the money. Matter of fact, give me all your money and take your stupid bags.
But
bitch, now.
All right, please. Don't hurt me. Here's 20.
I said all your money.
Fine. Just don't hurt me. Here, take it.
Hey, you!
What the hell?
Here, take the money.
Who's that?
Take the money in your hand.
Fine.
There.
What are you doing? Let go!
Why? Don't you like it?
It burns! Let go of me! You're burning my hand! What the fuck?
Hey!
Let go of me! Get out of here!
My hand!
Markheim!
What? Markheim? Call off your dog! I'm on cloud business. Be gone, you cur!
Get out of here, kid.
She burned my hand!
Then you got off fucking lucky. Go!
It's burning!
Cloud business?
What else?
Sam's looking for you. He wants you gone.
I suppose he would.
I want you gone.
Really? Markheim to Markheim? You saying the town's not big enough for two of us?
That's the gist. I'm walking neutral. You're killing kids.
A job's a job.
Who ordered it?
Upstairs.
Why?
You know that ain't our question to ask. Fits in a clockwork somehow.
Whose?
That ain't our question either.
You're not curious?
Not remotely. I'm a murderer, Markheim. Subset burner. That's what I do. That's all I do.
I'm a talker.
I don't like talkers. Gives me the creeps.
I don't like murderers.
So, here we are. You gonna try and talk me out of the show?
I got a better idea. Kill me.
What?
Murder me. Burn me.
That's bananas.
Maybe. Who knows? Who's ever tried? We know Chubbs and Seps can off the fallen. And we know the fallen can do even worse to angels. But Markheim on Markheim? Who knows?
Who wants to know?
I do. Give it a whirl. If it works, well, it's a whole new ball game, ain't it? Angels that can off angels that ain't fallen, that are walking neutral, that's uncharted. Changes the game.
And starts a war. I got no interest in that. Certainly not one between Mike and Sam.
There'd be no cause for war. I'm walking neutral.
I see your game, Markheim.
You do?
Look at your bright eyes. You're trying to get me to back down and check out of the show.
Not even close. I want you to kill me, to at least try.
Your bright eyes are glowing. I could go for that. Different circumstances.
I don't glow!
Sure you don't. All right, I'll check out. Ain't nothing new in the show since I was last here anyhow.
Try.
Forget it. You win.
Where are you gonna go?
You're a comedian. Where else? They're holding my ticket up to the fix, and I won't be welcome leaving that meat unburnt like I did.
He seemed burned to me.
Part way. Job's unfinished.
They'll understand.
You're a comedian.
So, the crisp?
Think Sam will be happy to see me down there?
Hard to say what makes Sam happy.
Yeah. So long, Markheim.
So long, Markheim.
Don't get comfortable.
I rarely do.
I doubt I'm the last of us you'll see. So, watch your back, Markheim.
In the next episode of Markheim.
That's my dog.
Fuck you, Mark. It's Liv's dog. Unless you're telling me Liv's dead, then I gotta wonder who killed her.
My hand still burns, Marky. Who was that laid on the gala steps?
She's gone. You don't need to worry about her anymore.
It still burns.
Rub some blood on it. Hey! Hey! You! What are you doing down here?
Who are you yelling at?
That chub over there.
Chub?
Cherub. Angel. Administrative.
Well, your angel friend's making a break for it.
What are you doing down here? Chubs are strictly for the fix.
I need to give you this. It's your ticket to the show. Remember you told me to keep it when the mission was done?
I remember. I told you to keep it forever.
I can't. It's hot. Upstairs is wondering why you haven't come back up. And if they find this on me, it's trouble.
Yeah, but for you, not for me.
I tried to do what you told me. I rubbed some blood on it. It helped, but the pain, the burning always comes back.
Of course it does. I told you, it's holy fire. It's eternal.
So what am I supposed to do about it?
Seems pretty obvious to me, Meat. This is the show, the world. It's pretty much drowning in blood. You shouldn't have trouble finding some.
That's next time on Markheim. T-Minus by Elizabeth Heffron.
Attention. Внимание. Liftoff imminent. Start budget немедленно.
Michelle. Hey, baby. Michelle.
Внимание. Start budget немедленно.
Baby, you gotta wake up or you're gonna miss the best part.
Where am I?
It's your present.
Внимание, штат будет немедленно.
But I can't...
Surprise!
I can't move.
That's because you're strapped in. We're about to launch.
Внимание, штат будет немедленно.
Check it.
Wait, what?
T minus 40 seconds. Soyuz transition to internal power.
Don't unlatch your helmet. You gotta keep it on till we're safely in orbit.
Safely in orbit?
Once we're in orbit...
Okay, hold up.
Vladimir says we can take off all kinds of stuff.
Wait.
We're going into space, babe. We're blasting off from Baikonur.
Oh, my God. Simon, are you fucking insane?
Happy anniversary. We're counting down.
T minus 17 seconds. Ignition.
Simon, get me out of here.
No can do, babushka.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You were all for it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Full thrust. T-5.
Remember, we walked the cosmonauts walk down the lane of trees.
4.
No, I'm not doing this.
Sign the guest book in Yuri Gagarin's office at the Star City Hotel.
Simon, please get me out of here.
3.
Don't touch the latch.
Oh, my God.
2.
Hold hands.
What?
We have liftoff. Oh. A liftoff. So, Jacques Gagnier.
Fucking winner! first love coming straight at ya!
Oh, I'm gonna mutilate you!
Bet you get that PTA presidency now, huh?
Oh, I'm gonna cut off your balls!
Nobody can turn down an experienced cosmonaut with sexy legs!
And feed them to your competitors!
You'll really be able to push a science and technology agenda!
Plus 1 minute and 10 seconds. Jettos and boosters.
Oh, feel that? Oh. We're hitting weightlessness.
Oh, God.
Good thing I had steak and eggs for breakfast. Don't want to be sick up here. We got better things to do in orbit.
Simon.
Little nookie nookie around the earth. To celebrate our marriage, eh, sweet cheeks?
Don't touch me.
Oh, look, Vladimir and Boris are taking off their helmets. They're giving us the thumbs up. Here, let me...
Don't touch me. Stay away from me.
All right, don't PMS.
I can do it.
We've reached orbit. Congratulations.
Spraznikom.
Spraznikom. Say spraznikom.
What?
He said spraznikom. We're supposed to say spraznikom back. It's custom. There's a lot of customs in the Russian space program. Later we do the thing with the salt and the bread.
Fuck you.
Look, Michelle, they don't like taking women up. You're considered bad luck. I had to shell out an extra 10 mil just to get you this far. So say spraznikom, or who knows what they'll do.
God, I can't believe this. Spraznikom.
Spraznikom.
Spraznikom, машина это дурак, да?
Right. Good. They seem mollified.
Simon, what did you put in that martini?
What martini?
4 days ago in Medina after my Zumba class, the last thing I remember.
Moi?
Simon, we've been working on trust issues. I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing.
Oh, all right. It was just a little of the K-spice or whatnot.
The K-spice?
Maybe GH something. An old frat bro knew just what I needed.
Oh, my God. You drugged me?
I needed this to be a surprise, Michelle. Are you surprised?
You drugged me and sent me into orbit?
Come on, hon. Don't get so literal on me.
Listen to what I'm saying, Simon.
Oh, look out the window. Look where we are.
Where are we?
Passing over Malaysia, I think.
Oh, my God. This is...
It's beautiful. Comrades, are you ready? Strum, strum.
Da!
Da!
What is this?
A balalaika!
Balalaika!
Russian guitar, sorta.
Please, Simon, no more surprises.
But it's my traditional anniversary song.
Rock on, Elvis. Raz, dva, tri, четыре!
Michelle!
Michelle!
Don't!
We met by the shores of Lake Washington. The Gore-Tex rays of a Kirkland sun. And we Vulcaned our way up the corporate chain to a place where only the awesome reign.
Awesome!
I built you a house with surround TV.
Surround TV!
I gave you two kids who look just like me.
Just like me!
All I ask in return is one small fee.
One small fee!
Do the dirty with me in zero gravity.
Come on, baby! Let's get weightless!
Do the dirty with me
in zero gravity.
Do the dirty with me
in zero gravity.
Do the dirty with me in zero gravity.
Очень хорошее, очень хорошее.
T plus 5 minutes, core stage separation.
So, what do you say, Mish?
What do I say?
Come on, I bought the suit.
What suit?
The two suit. It's like a sex suit for space flight. Newton's third law makes it pretty much a no-go without it.
A sex suit.
It's been designed but never fully tested in the actual void of space. We could make history.
Simon,
Are you actually telling me you spent $70 million?
75 with all the add-ons.
You spent $75 million so you could get me into space and have sex?
No.
No.
Well, yes, maybe.
Oh, my God.
But not when you say it like that.
Think what that money could have been used for.
What?
What? I don't know. Dysentery in Africa.
Oh, don't go Bill Gates on me.
I'm not.
He's saving going. Those kids from malaria just so they can starve to death later.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
This is ridiculous.
Population control, that's the elephant in the room.
Why are we talking about this?
No deed goes unpunished. It's a statistical fact.
God, Simon, I can't talk to you. You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I thought you'd like this. I mean, you used to like heliboarding down Mount Fuji.
Simon, this isn't...
An extreme scuba.
What if we die up here? I mean, the risks
Life
are...
Life is about risk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm a mother. We have two small children. Life is about reducing risk.
But that's our problem, don't you see? That's why we're stuck.
We're stuck.
Okay, now, don't take that the wrong...
I didn't know we were stuck, Simon.
See, I knew you'd blow this all out of proportion.
Are we stuck?
What?
Are we stuck?
Well, aren't we? I mean... I hardly ever see you.
The house is too damn big.
All that time you spend with the PTA and that science teacher?
What science teacher?
Irwin Teller, 8875 Northeast 120th Court.
Seo todos, bocaina.
Simon.
8875 Northeast 120th Court.
Nothing has happened. I mean...
Oh, I know.
You know? You mean... You had me followed?
He's short, Michelle.
Yes.
So, are we stuck?
I don't know.
Not a very confidence-inspiring answer.
Then I guess maybe we are.
We are?
Maybe.
We are?
Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Simon.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But I love you, Michelle.
I know you do.
You know I do.
And I'm trying to find...
You're trying?
Yes! Find my way back, you know? I'm in a vacuum. Simon, I don't know, my heart. Right now it just feels like this vacuum and it's enervating and lifeless.
Our love is lifeless.
I don't know. Maybe.
T plus 9 minutes, 40 seconds. Soyuz has reached sustained orbit.
Это будет адская сцена. Уж поверьте, по этой части Евгений.
А то уж, да, come on.
Перебай Шилу с Краином, Space Nuki.
Space Nuki.
Нет.
Она лежит, но она стена кончается.
What's he saying?
They want us to get into the sex suit, leave the capsule, and be the first humans to make love in space.
What?
He's saying it's part of the deal. He said it's what we agreed to, but I swear.
А то вы что, переборщили с героином?
Нет, no space nookie.
Space nookie.
Space nookie.
Space nookie.
Let's do it.
What?
Da. Da to the nookie.
Da, конечно, давай, давай.
No, no, but the whole thing's wrong. You don't love me, Michelle.
I didn't say I didn't love you. I said I don't know how to love you.
What?
Быстро, быстро, давай, давай.
I can't believe we're doing this.
We're here, Simon. You got me here, 8 miles above Malaysia. We might as well go all the way.
But this isn't how I pictured it.
Still can't let go of control?
No.
Zip up!
Женщина, мужчина, пожалуйста!
Let's go out there, Simon! Let's do something completely insane and see if we survive.
Zip and latch!
Конечно! Иди сюда, давай, пожалуйста!
But what about the children?
What about them?
Oh my God, Michelle!
Vladimir's opening the door! He's beckoning us out!
Corbett! Wait, is the retractor rope secure?
Go!
We go!
Listen to that.
There's nothing there.
It's all there.
Simon. Simon.
What?
Now, we're really alone. Alone and together.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Like the moment we were born.
Oh, God, Michelle, I'm so scared.
I know you are, baby. That's why it's the best time to sing.
Oh, God. No.
And you built me a house with surround TV. And you gave me two kids who look just like you. All you asked in return was one small fee to make love to you.
I said do the dirty.
Yeah, and I'm changing that.
Sure.
To make love to you. Come on, Simon.
Michelle.
To make love to you.
To make love to me.
See, it's not that hard. I'm
making love to me in zero gravity.
Simon.
Michelle.
Would you touch me?
You mean, would I? Oh, Jesus. Is that you?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Move your leg over a little.
This way?
Yeah, and maybe cinch up your buttock strap.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
You mean like this?
Oh, God. Holy shit.
Newton's third law, baby.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. La nuit, ennui d'amour, cerise, amours, ivresse. Nuit pour douce couleur jaune, oh belle nuit d'amour. Ton fruit semble tard, emporte nos tendresses. Loin de cette heure, séjour, longtemps puissant retour. C'est oh.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This episode, To Hell with Love, was recorded on January 23, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Charles Leggett's poem, Lost Love Blues, appears in Kansas City Voices, Volume 9, 2011, published by Whispering Prairie Press. For information about the Sandbox Artist Collective and to access our podcast archive, visit our website, www.thesandboxac.org.